Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's what y'all been waiting for, ain't it? What people pay paper for, game it. They can't stain it. They want something new. So let's get reacquainted. Became the hood favorite. I can't even explain it. I surprise myself too. Life of a dawn. Lights keep glowing. Coming in the club with that fresh shit on. With something crazy on my arm. And here's another hit, baby Bonds. We out of here, baby.
We out of here.
We out of here, baby.
I've never heard a beat like this before.
We out of here, baby.
Time?
Yeah, it's a time.
Dude. Fresh off the plane, come meet you, my bitches. Turn around another plane, my passport on pivot. Asked for it, I did it, that asshole done did it. Talked it, then he lived in shit, then he shit it. I don't need right tears, I might bounce ideas. But only I could come up with some shit like this. I done played the underdog my whole career. I've been a very good sport, haven't I, this year. They say I'm going crazy, and they seen this before. But I'm doing pretty good as far as geniuses go. And I'm doing pretty good in my pink polo. Nigga, please, how you gonna say I ain't no low head?
Cause my Dior got me
mow my dough head. I'm insulted. You should go ahead and bounce so hard till your knees hit your forehead. And the flow just hit cold red.
Top five MCs, you ain't gotta remind me.
Top five MCs,
you gotta rewind me.
You gotta
get behind me. But my head is so big, you can't sit behind me. Nigga,
yeah.
Who the fuck did? What was Kanye, yeah. What was Kanye on, bro? What was on song with Lil Wayne at the time? Lil Wayne was the man, so he had to like, nigga, I'm coming, nigga.
Yeah, no, he did too because he won that one.
Bro, oh my god!
I have you started her like, dude?
Yeah, fresh out the plane, come
beat. And then that beat was so weird at the time.
Yeah, man.
I remember when I first heard it, I was like, what is this,
bro? And then not for nothing. You know, the yeah. Very pivotal in my career because I love the little boxes. You know what I'm saying? You know, obviously, you know, I use them in like every beat, but that shit was like, yo, what?
Yeah.
Hey, I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Step Brothers podcast, episode 144.
That's a hell of a guess.
I bet I'm right.
143.
Nope. It's either 144 or 145.
It's 142.
Ah, oh, fuck.
You all suck.
I thought. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, okay.
Wow. It equals 7.
It equals 7. And we have Lucky 7 here. Shout out to Lucky. Wow. Yeah. He came through. It's your host with the most, Chris Minor, a.k.a. Dino Spumoni, extra cheese and pepperoni, a.k.a. young Chris Kringle, a.k.a.
Talk to me nice,
a.k.a. Vintage Yay. Shout out to Justin, Mr. I Ain't Shit. He said the beast was sounding real vintage yay-ish, but I just felt like I should take on the moniker. You know what I'm saying? That's how I'm feeling.
Awesome.
What's good, Dalton?
What's up? I'm not going to get into Karen this time.
Okay. You ain't start sipping yet.
I can't do it twice in a row.
Right. Can't. You got it. Well, we missed last week, though, so it wouldn't be twice in a row. I guess technically in podcast.
If his PS5 came in, he would have been in.
Oh, no. Wait till that comes out. I'm going to get crazy then.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't have it in my possession yet.
Go nuts.
But it's me.
Yeah.
The normal. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it again. All so right. I'm just going to move on.
AKA, I'm not going to do it again.
Yeah. We got behind that behind. There you go.
Okay. Behind that behind.
There you go.
We got young Ryan and his bitch. You know what I'm saying?
K-Paso.
Not the security, AKA security. We got Rizwan the Khan, fresh off of Ramadan.
Spiritually awakened Riz over here.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Bart? Rizwan the Khan, fresh off of Ramadan. Did you hear that?
I thought we weren't going to talk music. You literally.
No, I was just saying, put that in your Twitter bio. That's all. Oh, speaking of Twitter bio, did y'all see Rich's Twitter bio lately? Did you see it?
No.
It said tech shoes and pain. Fits in pain. I was like, who the fuck does this nigga think he is, man?
Edgar Allan Ridge over here.
A douchebag.
Look, so this episode, I talked to Dalton and, I talked to the fellas, everybody in here. I didn't want to, like, talk on current events simply because I wanted to do, like, a friend check, make sure everybody's mentally good because I'm good. I'm in a good space. I'm in a great space, actually. But I started a new job. I work at Lowe's. Y'all need that discount, come holler at me. You know what I'm saying? I got y'all. But I'm working there, and I don't have the opportunity to, like, talk to people anymore. My coworkers are cool, but, you know, I don't know them niggas enough to tell them, like, yo, I'm finna go to the bathroom and do a line. So, you know what I'm saying? So I keep most of my, like, wild thoughts to myself until I get off at, like, you know, 6-7 in the morning, or I will call Ryan, or I'll talk to Dalton, like, probably 10-ish, because he's just getting up by the time I get home, or I'll talk to Khalil.
This nigga dying.
No, Ryan's stupid. But, I just wanted, since I couldn't, you know, communicate with people in my regular scheduled programming,
I think it's a prisoner in his own mind.
Yeah,
basically.
So I was like, man, I can't really talk to nobody, so I gotta think about all this shit, and I want to get some shit, like, off. Like, I just want to have a genuine conversation, like, about life and thoughts and feelings and all that shit. I think it would make for a great episode, and that's part of the reason why I wanted Lucky here too. We met twice. This will be our third time meeting. But the second time we met, I was like, oh, yeah, I got a friend for life. It was just based off the conversation we had in the car on the way home. And he offered to bring me home. And I was like, yo, that's okay. Let's go. And I think we had like a 30-minute drive or something like that. Yep. And we was just chopping it up. We playing before we even pulled out the parking lot, me and him playing songs back and forth, like, check this out, check that out, check this out. And, we finally decided to hop on the highway, and the whole ride home, you know what I'm saying? Like, we talking personal shit on the way home. Like, you don't know what I'm finna do with this information. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. But we're here, and I feel like, the conversations I want to have, he can definitely add to them, his perspective and everything. Not saying, you know, my guys couldn't do it, but it's always great to hear from somebody that y'all don't hear from every week. So on our podcast, at least. My bad, Dalton. So I wanted to start the conversation off with, I guess this is a deep one. Oh, I wrote it down. Oh, but this is very, I thought about this. I didn't really have time to, like, dig in on it, but I thought about it. I was like, do you think people accept you for you? Like, genuinely?
Hell no.
You don't think so?
No, bro.
Like, genuinely, with everything that comes with Ryan.
Bro, I know some motherfuckers don't. I swear to God they do. I swear to God they don't.
Why you say that, though?
I don't know, man. Just sometimes I get that energy. You know how they, we love you, but you still feel kind of like, it seems kind of fake.
Is that, but do you think that's more?
That's probably an inner thing.
Right.
It's really probably an inner thing, but this is how I'm feeling.
But I thought about that, like, and what made me think about it was my relationship, to be honest. And my past relationships, I thought about it, and I was like, man, I just said some of the most fly shit known to man to women in my life. I love you. I'll do anything for you. I'll be this. I'll be that. I love you if you get fat or whatever. But whole time.
So romantic.
The whole time, I'm like, man, I really, there's certain things about you, like, I just can't stand. And I think that's normal, but at the same time, why do I feel like, or why did I feel like I couldn't be truthful in that? It's almost like you with your homie and he got a booger in his nose and you like too ashamed to tell him like, yo, you got a booger in your nose, because that's like embarrassing, like secondhand embarrassment.
I ain't never gonna be too ashamed to say that.
Well, I'm just saying, like, some people have that phobia.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? And it got me to thinking, like, well, damn, you. I don't know if y'all ever heard the expression, like, she loved that nigga and his dirty draws. Like, she loved him all the way.
All the way through, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So that's what kind of led me to that. Like, do you feel like anybody, like, truly love, is that even possible to, like, truly love somebody for everything that they are, everything, you know, who they are in that moment, not projecting what they want you to be onto you or what they think your potential is, but she might see potential in you, but she's like, we'll get to that when we get to that. I'm dealing with who's in front of me right here, right now. Do you think that exists, fellas?
So what are you asking me?
I'm asking a lot. But do you think anybody genuinely fucks with you for you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Recant that last statement.
Okay. Yes. So how do you know that that's to be the case?
Because I'm married.
Do you think that marriage alone, but marrying somebody alone, is enough to like prove that?
I mean, yeah, I think it's enough of an example. I know people get married for the wrong reasons, but I know we didn't.
Yeah, so, you and yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you were just asking me about mine.
So, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm asking the room.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm saying for my example, I know we didn't get married for the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. I mean, so. I know that's already one example right there.
Right.
But I feel like, yeah, I feel like any of my, in my friend bubble, everybody accepts me for who I am.
Yeah, we definitely, I think out of, I think we all pretty much know each other really well to the point where it's like, even though we even know what we can and can't ask you, because we already know like what you're not going to do and like, or whatever the case may be. Which is a beautiful thing.
But that's where it gets interesting, right? Which is where I was going to say, like, to know somebody, like, all the way through and through is only to know what they want you to know.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So the question of does somebody accept you for who you truly are is a deeper question of are you giving people who you truly are.
Hey, hit the air horn or something. Gunshot.
Cause
you
like,
want a gunshot?
Yeah. That's crazy, bro. Cause I'm sitting here thinking like there are people that accept me as lucky.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like, you know what I mean? There's two sides
right
to every coin. You know what I'm saying? And there's two sides to everybody. You know what I mean? There's the good and the evil. You know what I mean? So like, no matter if you have 0% evil or if you have 5% evil, don't nobody know everybody evil.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody knows, especially in this era, all it takes is one fuck up and everybody think you are fucking
the worst
person ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess in a grand scheme of things, like, to make it more of a controlled question, I guess I'm generally speaking about our friend groups, families, our loved ones. Like, for instance, me and Dalton, it's the best example I could use because he's a nigga I go to with like most of my problems. So he tweeted this a few months ago. Like, I never know what I'm going to get when Chris calls me, because it's a wide array of things. It could be, oh, I fell in love, she the one. It could be it could be fuck all these niggas that can't rap as good as me. It could be anything. It could be help with Zelda.
Yeah,
it could be anything.
That's why I made the tweet for him. Yeah, because
I called this nigga on his lunch to ask him how do I beat this level on Zelda. Facts.
Yeah.
So Dalton knows what's coming with me. Like. He knows not to expect anything because anything can happen. Yeah. I think he gives me, well, we give each other the freedom in the space in the room for that to happen. Yeah. And I think that's important. Like, you got to give the people everybody in this room, and there's an array of people that aren't in this room, that I allow that space with me, because they could have done the most like minuscule thing for me, like, hey, buy me a pack of cigarettes. And that's enough for me to be like, I could depend on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I open my home. Come eat dinner. Come kick it with me. Come to my family house. Do this, do that. Come over and hang out with me and my friends. We're so welcoming. We're so warm. We can laugh. Okay. We talk about anime, sports, music, whatever you want to do, we do it. Because we are, but then I'm like, on the flip, especially when you're bringing somebody into that that's not knowing what to expect. Like you said, are you really showing anybody 1,000% of yourself, 100% or however what percent you want to? Because to me, I think that I am. Like, my girlfriend now, I was like, hey, let me tell you before we even go too far. Mm-hmm. I don't drive. I never been on a plane. Mm-hmm. I do drugs.
that's a wild combination.
And I'm not working right now. I wasn't working when I met her. And she was like, okay. I was like, wait, what? You okay with this?
That's acceptance.
Yeah. You know what for I mean? All of that. And that's just that, though.
But that goes into what Dalton was saying. You know what I mean? It's like, he knows because he's married.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that, like, when it's done right, the unconditional love is a factor of if people are accepting you. Because unconditional means under any fucking condition.
Right. You know, no matter what. We gotta come get you out of jail. You in a jail. Yeah. We gotta fight. You need some bread. You need somewhere to sleep.
Yeah.
You need somebody to just talk. See, another thing too, it's weird because the more I think about the person I was when I was in a past relationship, the more I learned about myself and the things. Like, a couple exes of mine have mental health issues, right? Like, whether it be bipolar, depression, anything in that spectrum, right? Trauma, past traumas from whatever, you know. And I didn't know how to deal with that when I was in it, because me being a man and me being, in like or in love with whoever I was with at the time, I'm trying to do everything under the sun. Like, let me spend money on you. Let's just go get a hotel or something. Let's just do whatever. Like, let me hug you. Let me hold you. Let me touch you. Let me kiss. And most of the time, you know, when somebody's going through their episodes or whatever you want to call it, I don't know the proper term. Most of the time, they don't want anything but to know that you're there, that you're in the same room, breathing the air. They don't want to talk. They don't want to touch. They don't want nothing. But just be there, because eventually they are going to want to talk. But see, my biggest flaw personally, and I want to speak to all of our flaws that we feel like we have. I know my biggest flaw is I'm impulsive. So I can literally go from 0 to 100 off a thought alone and not process, you know, what I'm doing until after it's already done.
What do you think started that for you? I feel like a therapist right now.
This is what I wanted, though. I wanted everybody to...
Nigga, I'm everybody. High as fuck. Y'all niggas are going like 1,000 miles a minute right now. And I'm just like,
I don't know. I never took the time out to try to figure out what started that. Nigga, I even eat fast. Yeah. It's a time thing for me. I feel like.
Okay. So like
what started it?
I would say, like, for me, right. When I think of things like that you have to break down like that, you know what I mean? I would say, think of the feeling you have right before it, right? So if you're impulsive, what is that feeling that you get?
Nervousness, anxiousness.
So it's anxiety that leads you to make
a fucking therapist, bro.
a quick decision that you shouldn't do. So what you should work on is calming your anxiety.
the nigga's voice is even calm.
Right, bro. I thought I was just wilding, bro.
It's the blunts, bro. You know I would be louder.
Yeah. Nah, but that that's a fact. I agree. And I, to be honest, and Ridge has said trauma earlier. I feel like a lot of decisions I made in life came behind my brother dying. And I feel like the anxiety and the anxiousness and the impulsiveness comes from not wanting to miss a moment. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which
that's a thing a lot of black people go through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't want to just say black people. That we go through it a lot because of the situations that we are put in.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of people that die in many different races. That people have to watch their family grow up,
yeah,
dying around them,
yeah,
and then they have to feel like it's when you get 20-year-olds that have 4 kids, but they're not really their kids; it's their brothers and sisters.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, and they're the most successful 20-year-olds you know in life.
Yeah,
they're a fucking doctor or some shit. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
They had to do that.
They
though.
Had no
other choice because if.
Yeah. And you're learning to deal with that anxiety day by day by day by day by day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to definitely try to hold on to what I feel keeps me calm in that setting. And like I was saying earlier, I want y'all to chime in too. Y'all just let me talk. If y'all feel the need, matter of fact, let's put a pause on what I was finna say. What are some things about y'all selves that you realize? Like, my thing is the anxiety and because of the impulsiveness. What are some things y'all see in y'all selves that, you know?
Oh, I get really indifferent, like super indifferent. Like when you was talking about where does that stem from? It's just like, mm-hmm. I never really just had like super excitement just because like anytime I get excited, that shit never worked out ever. Mm-hmm. Like, parents, friends.
That's where yours comes from,
yeah,
though.
Parents, friends, stuff. So it's just like when somebody's like, oh, I'm about to do this for you. All right.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want from the situation? You want a cookie? Thanks.
Well,
but it gets like that because it's like almost a defense mechanism to not being
disappointed.
Like, yeah, bro. That shit
volunteer is, trophy syndrome.
What?
Yeah.
He's going to keep doing it, man. I got to keep going.
What does that mean?
It's like type shit. Like,
that's why I look bad.
Yeah, like it's because, bro, I got it too.
Yeah,
like I'm gonna tell you something, bro. This is the weirdest shit to me now. Like growing up, I've been doing music since I was like 11, 13,
right.
Bro, I'm 27 now, about to be 28. Just now, in the last year and a half, my people have decided to get excited for when I drop music.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Or
what
that's
I do.
That's wild.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's really weird for me now. You know what I mean? I'm getting to where I want to be.
Right.
The things I want to do.
Right.
And now I'm getting the volunteer trophies.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? That should be like, it don't even matter no more.
It don't matter.
It don't even, it really don't
matter.
Because
it's not
the
trophy I wanted.
Yeah, bro. Right. I needed this when I was 6, nigga.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Affirmation at 6.
But that's the difference between people growing up. Like, I'll tell you a story. My aunt, very dramatic aunt.
Yeah.
Theater aunt.
We all got them.
Right. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Anytime my little cousin does anything, she wants the biggest of surprise. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
If the little nigga fucking goes and takes a piss by himself.
Right.
Fucking clap for the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but when I got older, I realized like, oh, when he gets older,
he gonna do that too.
It's gonna be amazing for him, bro.
Yeah.
Even in his love life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause he's gonna know how to respond.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every little
right.
thing.
Right.
So for niggas like us, right?
Yeah.
Where it feels like I don't get excited when I do this or when somebody does this because it's like, what are you gonna do for me? It's because it's because we didn't get that when we were younger.
Right. So we never processed it right.
Same shit. Ridge, no. We used to play football at Bowie. And I used to be like, take it back to even elementary. How important PTA conferences was to me. To just show my parents that I was doing well in school. and my parents couldn't show up. They never showed up. I had to go up there. I literally went up there and acted like my own parent while I was talking to. So how's Chris doing in class? I did that. I swear to God, right hand to the man. I had to do that just because all my other peers, all my other classmates up there with their parents. When I was growing up, you know, I used to curse them, curse their name. Like, why didn't my mom show up for me? Why is my dad working out of town all the time? And as I got older, I realized, like, oh, man, I didn't have to get a job.
No, for real.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't have to pay rent.
I didn't have to pay rent. I didn't have, you know, I bought my own clothes and shit. I don't have to pay my cell phone bill. I don't have to worry about where I'm going to get my next meal. That's why. But I still can't take away how that made me feel then. Now I totally get it. So I understand that every man for himself mentality, which is why I produce, I write, I rap. Now, thanks to Dalton, I record myself. Like, I really never needed nobody growing up. Nigga, I know how to walk home from school by myself, not getting no stranger's car, come in the house, make me a grilled cheese, and watch Dragon Ball Z.
I feel you.
The Namek saga, nigga. I remember this verbatim. So it's like the same thing y'all saying. My parents, and plus, this is another thing. My dad had my oldest brother when he was 20. My dad was born. Mook is the oldest.
Oh yeah, Mook. Yeah.
My dad was 20. My dad was born in 56. So 20 years later is what, 76. 75, 76, somewhere in there. So it's like all my brothers are 5 years apart. We didn't really, you know. And my youngest brother, though he was 3, you know, we still had a like bond because we were closer in age than me and my other brothers. So when I lost him, I was definitely out here alone, I felt like. So I told this story on the podcast before, but I remember I was watching the Scooby-Doo, the version when they were kids, though. Yeah. And I was watching that shit, and I started crying. Just listening to the theme song, as the show ain't even started yet. Yeah. But I was like, damn, where's my mystery gang? Like, what?
Fuck.
Like, facts, though. Oh, like, yeah, I'm crying because I never felt like I had anybody that understood the mission, what we doing, like, why we're even all together, like while Velma's the brain, or which one's the smart one?
You about to make me cry because y'all remember you said that on your birthday.
Yeah.
You about to make me cry,
don't
bro.
Cry because you're hot. But I'm just saying, then I found like everybody.
So sweet, crazy, bro. No, because he said this shit like a couple years back. He's like, I found my Scooby game.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, that's cool. That's tight. And then now you saying that shit.
Yeah,
no,
that's
coming full circle.
But yeah, that's why I hold on. I try to hold even you know, with so all the
sweet, bro.
I try to hold on to all my friends like that, you know what I'm saying? And whatever I got to do to keep them, I'm gonna keep them. But to talk about that the what you call it, the
volunteer trophy syndrome,
bruh. I ain't even got the volunteer shit yet. I'm trying to figure out why am I so gung ho on proving that I am like as great as I think that I am. Who am I trying to prove this to?
Yourself.
I can't be myself because I marvel at my dad called me a prima donna when I was in the sixth grade.
Yeah, but it's always that, right? Like even with Michael or Prince or any great, right? Like, they always want to be better than themselves. At the end of the day, you're going to get so good or so great that there's not going to be somebody for you to look at. You know what I mean?
To be better
the chip that you're.
You said what? Personally, I don't believe I have, no. Then you're doing it for yourself. Even though You Must Take Me for a Joke was not my best work.
In your opinion, but
that's off a 6-year hiatus and me trying something. Ryan was there. He know.
You were depressed.
I was extremely depressed.
Depressed as fuck.
But that volunteer trophy syndrome, that's deep.
Nuts. That shit is nuts.
So what else? What you got, Dalton? Do you have anything? Do you? Can he classify you today?
Can he classify?
That man married. That's some classifying.
Right. Yeah, bet.
I'm sure Dalton has some type of insecurity or feelings.
An insecurity?
Or, you know, something you feel like you got it. You know, what's your thing?
I mean...
It's okay. This is safe.
No, I know that. I'm trying to see how I can...
It's going on the internet. Yeah. And it's not a safe place.
No, it's... What the fuck? it's sort of like Ryan's, but not like with the... like, I'm not in... I don't care about, like, them telling me stuff. I'm like, oh, great.
Like they're proud of you and shit.
Not that. It's, So, like, if someone... When sometimes when people tell me stuff, like generally when my wife talks to me, something will be like something will upset her, mm-hmm. and then I will be like, "Well, it's not that big of a deal,
right?"
So like, but I'm thinking from my point of view, not
right,
hers.
Right.
But I do that a lot because I was the only child, and you know,
I also do that.
I was the only child, so I grew up, and I grew up really without my. You know, my dad was in prison and right. stuff. So I was like, I kind of got like just tough skin on stuff. So a lot of stuff doesn't bother me.
Right.
That's one thing a lot of, like most people tell me is like, she always says nothing bothers you. And it honestly, a lot of stuff doesn't bother me.
That damn pizza man bothered you.
Yes. Stuff like that does bother me.
Oh, when Jonathan got his car towed.
That was just because it was New Year's Eve and we were drunk and we had to figure out a solution. Like,
but Jonathan was mad though.
No, Jonathan was very upset. But,
yeah, I was just like,
oh, he, yeah, because that's what he walked around.
He like, went outside. When you meet my nigga Jonathan, you gonna click with him. Like, yeah. He carries a samurai sword everywhere he goes.
Oh yeah, I fuck with him.
Yeah, yeah. But me and Dalton had an apartment together. Like what? 2 years ago? 3 years? 2 years? 3 years ago? Not long enough ago. That was fire. And we was all at our apartment celebrating New Year's. So Jonathan was trying to make it to our crib before the ball dropped. So he parked in the mail, the mail delivery drop off spot.
But also there was no parking at this place.
Yeah, there was never any parking. So he parked there and literally he got there maybe at like 1:56, ran in him and our homegirl.
1256.
Sorry. 1256 ran in. We there to drop the ball. The nigga come. He was like, "All right, y'all. So he was like, I'm finna go check out my car." Shit. Did I say a pause moment?
Nah, because when you think about, cause yeah, you, it about drops.
It. Oh yeah,
and his car goes away. Yeah, like yo,
it was that quick though.
That's yeah. how that yo quick. Year started. Bitch,
yeah, it was quick because like he was like, you do years. We were all like, "Bro, where'd you park?" And he was like, "All park, oh, nigga. Go get your car." He go out there. That shit gone. He's
in a space between spaces. If that makes sense.
Jesus.
It's like, not a space.
It's not a space. It's a ramp.
But they told him so fast.
Bro, so fast.
Like 4 minutes. It was like 4 minutes.
So he you know, obviously had to end up crashing. I mean, we got his car back the next day, but that still was.
Dog, he walked around with a samurai sword ready to cut this.
Yeah, he was
down.
Trying to find the
yes.
I feel him.
So I'm going to cut this nigga arm off.
I want to say publicly that toe people are the worst.
They are the worst. No, we had such a it, bro. Riz's car got towed from our apartments. My girlfriend at the time, my ex girlfriend's car.
Everybody's
got towed.
My girlfriend's his, car. His, everybody's.
All mine never did though.
And Khalil's never did. Y'all two might be the only people that like were over there on a
on a regular
whose car
is my
towed.
Shit about to get towed?
No, this is the old apartment.
Yeah,
you good? He made you a parking pass.
No,
you
not
good.
Here. Not here.
Oh,
you
nah. good?
You made Ryan's parking pass?
Yeah, I've actually never seen a tow truck in this building at all.
I've seen it everywhere else, but
I've never seen it here.
Take responsibility.
The one that broke the camel's back was Chris's girlfriend.
Ex.
Yeah, at the time, his girlfriend at the time. But that was the one because she parked in the right spot.
Yeah.
But they dinged her because they went deep into like their
files
manual. They were like,
she's been here like
10 days in a row, and they didn't.
They were like, yeah, you can't stay 7 consecutive days.
Yeah, she's
more.
A squatter, so she needs to get the fuck.
So
out of
they
here.
Told her, but they said it doesn't matter if it's consecutive or not. They were like, it has to if it's 7 days of the month. I was like, bro, what? I was like, so I went up to the office. I was like, hold on, I got you.
That's what I meant. This yeah. one, this yeah. time, yeah, not
what
New Year's this time,
yeah.
So I went up to the office and I was like, yo, we had a car got towed. Tell me why. So I was like, and it was a white lady. So she was just trying to be all like, per section, blah, blah, blah. She was trying to do this shit. I was like, Okay, so she can't stay 7 days at all during the month. Like, if it's 7 days, then she's liable to get towed. I was like, are you an adult? She said, yes. I was like, and I'm an adult. I was like, do you go to bed? Because they said that they start counting at 8 p.m. I was like, do you go to bed at 8? She was like, no. I was like, exactly. So if my friends come over at 8 o'clock, that means they're getting dinged for being over here. That means my parents can't come over here. I was like, I was just going off on her. So, I put a little bass in my voice. I think it scared her a little bit. Because I was like, yo, I was like, you're going to get her car out of that shit, and you're not going to worry about this license plate anymore. And then so they called, and then I didn't have to pay to get her car. I just had to take her up there to get it.
Yeah,
that's the time I was talking about.
And we never worried about it again.
Yeah, I was like, this is ridiculous.
You shut this shit down.
But the thing about it was, I don't know if you were even off that day.
No, I wasn't.
So me and him both had to go to work. And it was wild because I remember verbatim the night before she was like, I'm too tired to go home, but I know if I stay, like, she even got to the point where she used to drive to the outlet to park.
Right.
Cause we stayed at Grand Prairie. We stayed right across the street from the outlet mall.
Right across the hallway.
Yeah. The new apartments they had built over there. Mm-hmm. So she was like, I was like, man, this is bullshit. And that's the thing I'm dealing with now with my people house. Like, I don't want my girlfriend to have to leave at 2 a.m. Like, yeah. I'm gonna go get a spot, nigga. Fuck all this. But anyways, yeah, that shit was gay. I don't know.
Okay.
I know I'm not supposed to say that, but
haven't heard that in a while.
Not gay in the sense of like I'm judging your sexuality. Gay in the sense of like that's
opposite gay. Wasn't happy.
Yeah, I wasn't happy. Yeah. I'm not filled with joy. Yeah. Fuck that.
That's so funny.
Gay people ain't filled with joy 24/7. I could say gay. If they got a problem with it, I apologize.
Gosh. Like, you know how when you're like introduced to all this like PC shit?
Yeah. Now, the PC culture, bro, changed.
PC got mad.
Literally, yeah, bro. So it's like when he said it, that's why it was so funny because it really was gay.
The crazy thing is we literally stopped saying word.
We stopped saying it because we were so conditioned all through
for
shit.
For years. And that
it's
was
just like we chill on that shit. Obviously. And I was just like, when he said it, I was like, bro, that really did sound gay.
I was like, it's really gay. But no, like, you got to think the era that all of us grew up in, right? We grew up on Chris Farley, Adam Sandler, Dave Chappelle, like, these niggas that basically, the SNL crew.
Yeah.
The OG,
Regina King in there too with Riley.
Boondocks,
yeah.
Yeah,
Boondocks.
Like, campaign into that shit.
Yeah, bro.
It was like a don't do drug commercial.
Yeah, and look, I understand. It's like black people not wanting non-black people to say nigga. But there's a difference.
No, that's a big difference.
It's a very big difference.
Yeah.
Like, so I wouldn't even say that. Like, those two things, that's definitely apples and oranges. Sure. But that's not me saying I'm trying to take away from their plight.
Right, yeah.
Don't compare struggles. Gay people have said that.
Look. we know now it's all PC culture, and then everybody wants to do the struggle Olympics. Who struggles more?
Right,
like
black people come in first place every year.
That's when it gets sparked right there. We come first every.
We do,
but that's when it sparks. I'm not saying that. That's when
because
it sparks.
You're gonna get that one person to be like, actually, did you know?
Then I'll just slavery boats. That's all I'm gonna say. Boats, nigga.
This is not supposed to be funny.
Boats. All I'm gonna say is boats.
Boats and hoes,
nigga. And me and Jonathan, we had to go on a mission yesterday. So on the way back, he was telling me about this movie called The Core. Everybody familiar with The Core? So he was telling me about it because I've never seen it. And he was saying, you know, the black guy dies because he built a ship and he had to go save everybody, whatever.
Right.
So I was like, well, that, and I was like, damn. Actually, he said that. Then we started talking about, obviously, you know, you've with my nigga Jonathan. We talk about religion in some capacity.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming up.
Every time.
God slips right up in there, bro.
So
I fuck with it.
So we were talking about something, and he was like, yo, it really I'm paraphrasing, but it was basically to the point of it bothers me that so many people try to reject the fact that Jesus was black. That's why I tweeted that the other day, if anybody saw it. So He was, and then he was like, "There's two different types. There's the straight up the Christians in general is what he was speaking on. So he was like, Christians, white Christians, they gonna have the whole mural up.
Oh, yeah.
Of white Jesus in the church. Oh, they'll let you know. Black people either don't acknowledge it, or they'll say, I don't care if Jesus black, purple, blue, orange, green.
He died for our sins.
They all lives matter, Jesus. Oh my fucking God.
But that's not the thing, right? So I went deeper because he just got done talking about the core, right? And the black guy. So I was like, damn. Every movie a black person die, right? Like, it's almost inevitable at this point. Except
LL Cool J didn't die.
Yeah, LL Cool J.
Deep Blue Sea, baby.
That's my shit. Hey, listen.
I used to come on TNT all the time.
I got the DVD.
Ice Cube didn't die in Deep Blue Sea, did he?
He didn't. He survived. He killed the shark. He blew the shark
up. Anaconda.
He didn't die in that one. I wonder if that's in his contract.
That he couldn't die.
Oh, that's smooth.
Ice Cube would be the person to do it.
He didn't die in Torque either.
He did not die in Torque. He actually became a good guy.
He
didn't die in Friday.
Probably in his contract.
He didn't die in the new Triple X shit that he did.
He should have, though.
He should have.
That movie sucks.
I like the Triple X franchise.
No, that shit's
trash. That shit was
all three of them. Garbage.
There was three. The first one was good.
I don't like any of them.
The first one was all right.
There was
three.
Ice
Cube did two.
Look, he did one.
No one.
Who did two?
Vin Diesel. There was a one afterwards.
Oh yeah, all America. Yeah.
Look,
that shit was horrible.
I don't like Vin Diesel unless he says La Familia or I Am Groot. Okay, I know that's all I want from Vin Diesel. La Familia
or the streets always win.
That is the same movie I was talking about.
Yeah,
La Familia or I Am Groot.
Wow.
But yo, the thing about the black actors is, like, I was like, Jesus got to be black because Jesus died for everybody's sins. And I was like, name one other race group that would die for anybody else other than a black person. Who's going to step up in front of a bullet like a black person ever? Nobody. You go down to Jews, Hebrews, goddamn Israelites, Chineses, Japaneses. A nigga from Kentucky. Like, wherever you want to go with this shit.
Also, this is like thousands of years ago.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, even back then, bro, times change. People do not.
Oh, shit. That's a bar.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga, Jesus was black. Okay, period. Ain't nobody finna die for nobody finna step in front of him. And I won't even go a little bit further.
Oh, shit.
Jesus might really be a black woman.
Oh, wow.
Because don't nobody step in front of a bullet like a black woman. That's a fact.
Holy shit.
That's a hot one.
Talk to me nice.
Huh? Yeah.
You said what? I mean,
he was human.
Damn, he's not a ditto, bro.
He's not a shapeshifter.
Yeah, Jesus wasn't.
Jesus
was mystique.
This nigga.
Look,
this
nigga said Jesus was mystique, bro.
Yo, but I feel you. But
I mean, he turned water to wine.
You more or less talking about the being like God. Like,
yeah,
God came as a bush.
All I'll say is this:
what's up?
He's nigga liking or some shit.
If people are fixated on having a white Jesus,
right?
The only thing I'll say to that is that's literally impossible.
Okay,
because he was born in Bethlehem, which is in the Middle East.
Yeah. Right.
So it's literally impossible.
Yeah.
We are, and especially this current, and white people are a mixture of all those races that centuries before, down. Yeah. Yeah. From Europe, all that shit bent down. Because America was literally Native Americans at this time.
No one even knew that
place existed. Exactly. So.
Hey, I like this guy.
No, Don's pretty.
Yeah, no, Don's
At the very least, he's Middle Eastern.
I'm going to tell you exactly where everybody that's American and where the British people come from. The mountains
of
Caucasus.
Yeah.
Caucasian.
They say, and this is very deep into that shit, but they say white people were created in the mountains. For real. That's a real thing. By the Yaku.
I believe there's speak of white people in the Bible and how they were originally like brother and kin to darker, which would be black people, and then I think there was one guy, and I'm probably wrong, somebody can correct me, you know what I mean, but from the story that I remember is somebody did something and got all them niggas kicked out.
Oh, you're talking about the Tower of Babylon.
Is that what it was?
The Tower of Babel.
Babel.
And they got all of them kicked out.
Because that was the tower with every
race. They tried to build that tower to get to heaven, and God was like, nope, and flipped it. But to add injury to insult, at one time we all spoke
the same language.
And God was like, mm-hmm. y'all too creative. I gave y'all too much.
Which is why this is what is we refer as like Babylon.
Oh shit!
Like the evil version of like trying to get to heaven, because everybody wants to be perfect. Everybody wants to be the most. Yeah, you feel me?
The most prolific line in the last 10 years, I'd say,
it's tricking if you got it.
That also,
bro, this conversation is so much. This is like probably the greatest conversation I've had since I found out what Cards of Humanity was.
Oh wow!
Yo.
But the greatest so quote high, like to know to ever. Man today, and this even goes back to what you said earlier about the some people are like 6% bad, 8% good. Some men just want to watch the world burn, bro.
No cap.
Yeah.
But then another,
what was that from?
The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, right?
Yeah.
of course, they call him Batman.
But then another reference from Justice League, which I truly believe is true.
Hey, do not get me on my Zack Snyder shit.
No, we're Zack Snyder enthusiasts in this house.
Oh, yeah, facts.
Well, one person is.
Well, I am.
do not get me on my Zack Snyder shit in here, man.
It was the scene in Batman versus Superman when the Secretary of Kentucky, second time I said Kentucky.
The mother grandmother's piss thing?
But before that, okay. She was like, that's when she said, you could piss in a jar, call it grandma's lemonade, but I'm not giving you the shit. Yeah. But he was like, this painting is upside down. Mm-hmm. We realized the angels don't come, or demons don't come from underground, they come from the sky.
That was in
Batman versus Superman,
and that's when Bruce went to go hack into Lex Luthor's computer.
Yeah.
Superman was there, and Wonder Woman was there, and Lex Luthor. He
orchestrated that whole thing.
Everybody, yeah.
But before he said that, he was like, "One thing we've learned: you cannot be all powerful and all good."
Yep.
And I was like, "Yes, nigga." Like these. See, I like movies for what they are, but I am listening for something.
You gotta show the light and dark.
Yeah, like there's no person that has good intentions 1,000% of the time. Shit gets corrupt.
Swear to me.
Yeah.
And that could be at the most minuscule level of things. Like, let's say our bodies, for instance. We're supposed to treat our body like a temple. No tattoos, no piercings, no drugs, no cigarettes. So, yo, I broke every rule.
Except for the tattoos rule.
The sex before marriage, all that. You know what I'm saying? So, but outside of those things, I choose to do... to affect myself, I feel like I'm a pretty good person to other people.
The tattoo rule is a myth, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel like it should be.
Piercings,
too, I feel like.
Revelations?
Dawn ain't Revelations. That fond of the Bible.
I'd just be looking around.
Oh, okay.
the last chapter is Revelations.
Yes, correct. That is the last chapter,
In Revelations,
scary
it says...
Scary shit,
yeah, very scary shit. It says Jesus will come back on a horse out of the sky. With writing on his thigh that says King of Kings.
Oh, that's a tattoo, damn it.
That's a tattoo, my guy.
Oh. Yo, speaking about Revelations.
They're gonna come back. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So I'm in seventh grade, and the church I used to go to was called
Jesus featuring Fabo.
Right. If anybody gonna be featured, it's gonna
that
be
that would
Fabo.
Be lit as hell. Because he would be screaming, one.
Yo. Yeah, it is.
I seen Jesus on Bang Head.
Started to
Jesus.
Bro, this is probably one of the best podcasts ever, bro. Oh my gosh.
Got it up.
featuring Jesus.
So I'm in seventh grade, and my church has a charter school. It was a Metro Charter Academy. My mom used to have to drive from South Arlington all the way over to almost by UTA to take me to school, pick me up every day. Long story short, she used to listen to the Bible on cassette. This back when niggas had tapes Jesus. In their car still. And then she was listening to Revelations.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Nigga, I was like, this is what's about to happen?
No, Revelation's heavy, man.
Super.
The skies will turn red. The animals will start barking and this nigga growling seven. And all that shit. I'm
this
like,
nigga
bro.
Seven listening to this shit.
Bro, nah, no, I was in seventh grade.
Oh, yeah. But you still, can understand nah, shit? Oh, yeah.
Still, I'm like, bro.
I got to close my ears.
You know bro. What the scariest thing to me in Revelations is, what's bro? That? When it was so crazy. I was about to say, when that nigga God. Yo, the craziest thing to me is when in the Bible, it said the souls and flesh will connect again.
Mm-hmm. Also, oh, some zombies type shit.
Yeah.
That's nigga, the craziest what the fuck shit. Is going on, bro?
Like, it says the ash from, because you, in the beginning, it says from ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Yeah. And then, like, he's going to reconnect souls that have already went to heaven.
Yeah.
Back to their bodies.
And the first book of the Bible, it talks about how he created the heavens and the earth and man. Yeah. Jesus, I meant Jesus. Adam was, God took dirt and molded Jesus.
Now I can understand why Ridge thinks our religion is X-Men.
Yeah.
He's like, for real.
And then after that,
what's your religion, my guy? Muslims?
Just
what,
finished
what book
that.
Do you read? What book do you read? Quran?
The Quran.
I fucking love the Quran.
Yeah.
It's very similar.
Very, very similar. Right.
Yeah, and y'all's revelation ain't too far off from ours. It ain't way too,
the only
ain't too
difference
far.
Between y'all's and ours is that y'all don't believe Jesus was a Messiah. He was a prophet. Let me see the mic, Ryan.
They don't acknowledge Jesus equal to God.
As right. a Masonic mm-hmm. figure, yeah.
Right.
He's a prophet.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Muhammad.
Yeah.
Right. He was here to spread the word, you know, give knowledge, mm-hmm. and but at the same time, yes, he's not a normal
right.
human being.
He got some extra.
He was the chosen one.
But
he
their
OP.
biggest issue, and it's not really with all of Christianity, it's with Catholicism and how yeah. they view Jesus
because
as God. Basically.
What's Catholicism? Catholic?
Catholics.
Yeah. Yes, because this is why, I'll say, especially down south, Christians are so big against Muslims because they always bring up the same shit. They want to get rid of the infidels. We are the infidels. So they think the Quran literally means we want to kill all y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That's not what it means, but that's all they can bring up.
Infidels. That's too much war zone.
Like, way too much.
Yeah, like, yeah, like.
People who are not holy, people who have bad intentions.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, yo, my bad, bro. Oh,
so down south, Christians really think Muslims want to kill just all Christians. Like, yeah. If I wake up, I'm a Christian. Oh, they want to gun me down.
Nah, you don't wake up a Christian ever. That's a choice.
Nah, you.
No, I'm saying I'm like the moment
yeah,
if I wake
you,
up
I feel you, I feel you.
And I'm Christian, they're like, yo, I want you dead.
I do think it's.
Let me clarify one more thing.
Please do, because I want to.
The whole 52 versions thing is bullshit.
What you mean?
If you live your life through religion and you take everything literally and, you know, use that as a playbook, you'll go to heaven and be rewarded with 52 virgins.
Is that in y'all's book or our book?
No.
I think that's in the Quran.
Okay. Oh.
It's interpreted that way. It doesn't say in the Quran straight up.
You get 52 bitches.
No. Right. Somehow that was, they took the words from the Quran
right.
and interpreted it as that.
That's the thing.
But
that's
that
what
was interpreted from all the stupid assholes who like to go blow themselves up. But it's a really whack ass interpretation that was just.
Yeah, because all these things were written back.
And then let's dive like a second or two deeper into that, because over time we know this is facts at this point. The books have been rewritten, pages torn, all this other stuff
hidden.
There's even a theory that the letter J did not exist
at
the time Well, I said theory because I didn't want to
fan theory.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to like throw people off that rocker because I'm not telling people. Look, the letter J did not even exist at that time
because the language was different.
It was.
My man's name is Yahshua or Yahshua or however you want to pronounce it.
Josh.
Also, I had a really good point.
He was Josh.
Jesus.
It was Josh. Yo, this guy.
And now I'm just on a roll today, bro. Yo. I'm just on a roll.
That's what I was going to say. Really, to me personally, religion is there for discipline.
Yeah, but the thing that messes it all up is interpretation.
Absolutely. Fucks that up. Because even when you came by, you know, 2 weeks ago, and I brought some cigarettes outside. But before I even grabbed them, I was like, damn, Rich can't smoke. I don't want to smoke in front of him. So I came outside. I had them in my pocket. I wasn't going to pull them out, though. Until I saw Rich pull his out, I was like, yo, you can smoke? He was like, yeah, it's loose. It's loose. Like, I could do that, but I just can't drink, eat, do this, do that. And I was like, why smoking is okay, though? Yeah.
Damn.
It's an amazing process, though. You should actually.
But that's why I'm saying, Bridge, I bet he's better for it, though, because of the discipline.
First ever Ramadan, I did all 31 days.
That's beautiful.
Hey, let me drop. I don't want to drop a bomb for you, but I'll drop it.
Hey, now. You better relax. Yo. You better relax.
Yo.
I'm ending this podcast now.
It was right there. I'm sorry. It was right there.
He said, I ain't gonna drop a bomb. Holy shit.
I hate you.
This is probably the best podcast.
Need a PR team ASAP.
Too bad. Too late.
Yo, this is so top tier. This is top tier content. Oh,
nah,
my
for God. Real. Nah, I feel you on that Ramadan, right? It's when you fast, right? I do intermittent fasting every day. Like, I don't eat a lot at all. I drink water. Juices and shit like that. Like, I'm not as disciplined, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to disrespect what you do, you know what I'm saying? But almost every day, bro, like, fasting, like, that shit is, it is a very great spiritual experience.
Also, the other thing that I
don't see the mic, Ryan.
I was more disciplined about is, you know, I'm not to pray five times a day. I'm not religious. I believe in God. Mm-hmm. I believe, don't lie, cheat, or steal. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, be a good person.
And, right.
But that was also another thing I had to get myself on. I was like, you can't just fast and not pray five times a day.
Do you do it like do you pray to the East?
I got back in the habit now. And it also kind of helped since I was working nights. I'm already up in the morning.
Right, right, right.
And knocked that one out. And I got myself in the habit of it. And I feel like it did. I did. It kind of made me believe even more.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
My relationship with God and just being a little bit more religious in my life, I feel like it benefited me because I was like, I was really unhappy with the job I was at.
Right.
And I was praying, like, man, please let me find a better situation for myself. And I just got a new job.
Yeah.
And that happened. And it was weird that all happened this month.
I'll talk about it.
And I was like, you know what? This is real.
Yeah.
And it was,
I want to add, do you, surreal feeling. Do you pray to the East?
To Mecca. Mecca. So for any, if there's any Muslims out there that listen to this podcast, there's an app that tells you where Mecca's at from where your location. You have it?
That's fine.
It's a real thing. It tells you exactly where it's at from your exact location. So that's, you never face the wrong way.
I'll just show you real quick.
Yeah.
That's
it's
fire.
Yeah. It's dope. So
show the camera too.
Just so, well,
let me pull it up first.
Just so you know, no matter where you're at, you can find where
East is.
Mecca's at. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
It tells you the exactly where it's at.
And you just, like, you face that way?
Yeah.
You just got to make sure you're facing East. So
praying toward Mecca, right, yeah.
He don't know where he praying.
You know what I'm saying.
Bro, I wish the camera would have got
this. He did a 360.
Yeah. Freestyle.
Mecca's over here.
You could also just use a compass.
So East is over here. Oh, East is right there.
You got to pray that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives you a little shortcut.
Yeah. It's tight, though.
Well, yeah, I'm this. Yeah, that's dope.
Also, that's another funny thing about the app is if you ever meant to any predominantly Muslim country, the five times a day when you're supposed to pray, so each time they call out, you know, you hear the
announcement.
Yeah.
Like across the city?
Yeah, yeah. Like every mosque in the country, they have a
loudspeaker
mm-hmm. or something, and they're calling out. It's called the call of Azan, and they're, you know, that's when they're starting the prayer. And a fun fact about that is Neil Armstrong said he could hear that from space when he was in space.
That's crazy. And
he came back. He didn't know what he was
hearing.
So he came when when his mission was over and he's back on Earth. He did a little bit more research. He was like, "What was that sound I was hearing?"
Wow.
Yeah, and he
it was a call of Azan.
Yeah,
because the whole country does it. Yeah. So. Yeah, just like you could see the Great Wall of China from space and shit. Exactly. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I remember my dad telling me that when I was little. And I was like,
wow.
I looked it up, like, you know, a couple years ago. Like, it just, like, I was, like, randomly thinking about that one day.
Fun fact.
If you go on Google, it's a legit thing.
That's crazy.
But I can imagine if a whole country does it, that's, like, booming.
Yeah.
Wow. when Superman died.
The thing is, like, for 10 minutes.
Hey, yo, listen. Not about to disrespect Zack Snyder.
No, that was fire. That was fire. What'd you finish that, Rich? We'll get to Zach.
It's like you know when you
Zachary.
Best comparison is when you hear like
the tornado testing
that and like a bell at those old churches.
Yeah, it rings across the whole joint. Yeah,
but it's like 10 times just even more.
Yeah, it's amplified.
And it'll put, like, chills down your spine, too. It's like...
That's beautiful.
It's like, it's a weird just... Because even my girlfriend she grew up in a Hindu family.
Mm-hmm.
And Hindus and Muslims is kind of like it's a sticky...
Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't vibe.
Right. They don't vibe.
They don't vibe.
Even y'all being together is like y'all on some Aladdin and Jasmine type
Romeo
shit.
And Juliet shit.
Or Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, it's like the Capulets and the mm-hmm. Montagues. Is that what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not Aladdin and Jasmine. Yeah, man. They didn't have forbidden love.
No, that was just.
They did.
No, that was just.
It was just. That was just classism. It was just rich, poor.
Yeah, but Romeo and Juliet, that was like two
different
sets.
Clans, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Different sets.
She would tell me like that her grandmother, who's just straight Hindu,
Peter Pan and Wendy.
You know, even she would like talk about how beautiful that call was. How it's like a very calming, just puts a vibe in the room. I guess you could say.
Hey, that's beautiful, man. I was there was this. It just so happens that it happened like this. But there was this chick that is also Muslim that I was talking to back in the day, and I didn't know she was Muslim. But something like compelled me to just start studying like Malcolm and everything, his trip to Mecca, like everything. Like this was like before, you know. Well, it's not before anything, I guess. But it wasn't that wasn't a thing at the time. Like, you know, more. Like black people in general are starting to like come out and they might say, they might say like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Let me,
translate
a quick, funny story on that.
Okay.
my dad told me when he was in jail a couple of times,
mm-hmm.
he was sitting in there just
converting people to
he's very old school, and the way he talks sounds kind of ignorant sometimes. He's like, yeah, I was hanging out with all the brothers and just educating them, and we all just were having a very intimate moment with each other. I was like,
yo, so like,
that's beautiful.
Your sins can be forgiven, brother.
So like, yeah, like, you know, more black people are getting into the assalamu alaikum, salaikum salam. Like they starting to throw out the quotes and using the prayer hands, yeah, you know, the receiving hands.
They're starting to, there's a bunch
I fuck with, but again, this was a while ago. So I'm sitting down outside of school talking to this girl about like me studying this stuff or whatever, or getting into it rather. And she was like, oh, that's wild. I'm Muslim. And I was like, oh, word. She was like, yeah. I was like, I almost felt like she wanted me to convert just so we could date. But I was like,
that's definitely a part of the stipulation.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she would. But I mean, I knew she found me attractive at the time. But as far as getting anything deeper, like, I know I wasn't finna conform her to this shit.
Fuck no.
You know what I'm saying? So I would have had to do that. And to be honest with you, watching you practice your fast this month, it did kind of inspire me, and I felt like that was very admirable for you to do it, because there is so much temptation out here.
Definitely.
Especially what you know, we're the Hardy Boys. So there was, you know.
And then he even kept like communication to a minimum as well.
Yeah.
To focus on all of it. So
and it cool. And like there would be times I was like, ah, oh, Ridge, Dev, that, you know, and I to be honest, your girlfriend, Dev, like, I don't know who she is. She was like, yeah, we're really just trying to not, because we know how tempted we would be if we come do the pod or come hang out with,
yeah,
you guys.
For sure.
And I was like, damn, that's admirable, man. I mean, I really don't, but it sounds good to say. I wish I could do that too, but I don't. No, I mean,
that's very honest.
That shit is an experience, man.
Very honest.
I know what works for me, man.
Very,
yeah, no, I but no, I really, I don't know if it's appropriate to say I fuck with that.
Here's another instance that I had to like keep myself away from. Me and Dev got invited to this dude's birthday party. He rented out one of these venues in Dallas, open bar. I was like, you know, she was like, you know what, we can just go say hi, you know. Show it, make an appearance, and leave. It's
right.
Like, it's a chance to, like, dress up, go out. But and I was like,
not going to happen.
Nah. I put my Shannon Sharp face on it.
Yeah.
Can't. I'm gonna take advantage of that shit.
Yeah.
Open, like, bar.
You know yourself.
Yo, to
you
get.
You only get an open bar when you go to a wedding or some shit.
Not, yeah, mine.
Facts. Yo, to go back mine. To the.
Not mine.
Well, I guess, Lucky, you already kind of said what your, I guess, Achilles heel is.
Oh, we're back on that?
Yeah, because I didn't want to, and Ridge, you got to do yours too.
Let Ridge do his. I want to play therapist for us before I have to talk about my horrible self.
Okay, I think my biggest, I guess you could say, demon is I shove shit down.
Okay. Oh, you don't deal with stuff.
And I'm a big procrastinator. And which causes a lot of chaos in my life.
They say procrastination is the fear of failure.
I'm gonna tell you one better. I read something, right, which is the whole reason I'm here today, I wanna say. All right. This little thing I said I read on the internet, on Instagram. I don't quote these often.
Right. Yeah, I got you.
You feel what I'm saying?
It would have been worse if you said Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, but this is one of them ones, all right? It says, procrastination is the over-arrogance that you will get the opportunity again. And that shit really changed.
Tough. That's tough.
That shit changed the way I looked at shit.
No, that's tough.
That is, like, that's deep, because...
Yeah, I could do it later.
Yeah, all right. Because I was sitting at the crib at 12. I text you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I'm going to come. Sit at the crib, smoke the blunt, you know, worked on some music.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there like, it's 1:30 now. I'm like,
Oh, you're talking about today.
I'm talking about,
yeah.
It blew my fucking mind.
Got to be there at 3.
Dev told me something almost along the same
lines.
And it's striking me more hearing it a second time, because I'm not gonna lie, I dismiss a lot of the shit she like. she comes at me so violently, right, sometimes, right. Where I just like,
I didn't want to bring her, we didn't want to air her out,
right.
Not violently, but just,
no, she's aggressive,
she's an eccentric person.
Okay,
is that the right word? Anyways, what we get to get.
Mara is very bright.
Yeah,
sometimes.
It's either 1 or 10. There's no other in between.
We love Devika with our whole hearts here.
Me, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I'm very just
hard headed. I got this. Yeah. I know what I'm doing. Arrogant.
And also, she's also like, she's like, get therapy. I'm like, my insurance doesn't cover that right now.
That's why we have the podcast, baby.
And I'm not paying. I'm not paying out of pocket for it.
Right. I'm not gonna pay a white woman to listen to me.
Right.
That's for real.
But also, one time I was like, no, I'm not you.
Oh, shit. Come on, man.
My God.
I'm a toxic better. Guy, okay?
Oh, my God, Ridge.
You got to do better.
You are the brown future.
You got to do better. I didn't get serious.
You are the brown future.
You
got to
do better. When I think about it, that's another thing I
Right.
Getting closer with God this month, I did appreciate all the things he does do for me, and
yeah.
I put way more into perspective, and also told myself I need to be more
in tune.
This your girl, right?
Like, no, girl.
This like
they've been together
they
like
live together
for yeah. How many? 3-4 years?
2. We've only been
two years. It seemed like a millennium.
This your girl, like.
But I definitely, and I also told her this too. I'm not just like opening up.
Right.
We had a heart to heart a couple times past month. I told her, I was like, yo, thank you for putting up with me.
Right.
Trying to make me better, get me on a better path.
Right.
Helping me.
Because she does
helping
that.
Helping me shed a lot of my bad habits I had before I met you.
Yeah. That's your mirror, man. That's your literal mirror. Y'all mirrors to each other.
Yeah, facts.
Worked out, man. It was,
nah, look.
But going on another thing, what you just said, that just like, you just kind of like.
Seems like you get better luck being a Muslim.
Shit.
We gonna take it there. Let's take it there. Like, fuck it. I mean, I already said the bomb thing, and
I am not. I don't have a big enough PR team for this.
Already, man. We are all PR. But nah, I knew Dev was the one for you a very long time ago. Just because me and you were you know what we used to do. You know the nights we used to have.
Hardy and, brothers.
Yeah, Hardy boys. So I was like I'm gonna be so honest with you. I knew that Dev was the one for you when me, you, and her went to. We were either coming from Boomer Jacks or we were coming from the other spot we frequent. But remember, me and her got to the argument in the car, and you like got out of the car and you just let us argue. Yeah. I knew that. I was like, oh, she different. I was like,
I do remember that. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go
smoke a cigarette or pee or some shit. But I was like, bro, why are you fighting me on this? Like, just let it be. And she was like, no, I refuse. I'm not gonna let him throw his life away. I was like, we just met you.
Why are you so concerned?
Right, but like I said, I was like, oh, she really fuck with this nigga. Yeah. If only she knew. But that's the thing. I didn't know.
Yeah.
She did know.
She yeah.
And
yeah. You know what's crazy? It's just I don't mean to cut you off.
No, you good.
But that actual sentence that you just said goes back to the very first thing you said in the podcast.
What's that? Oh, the 100.
If only she knew. So she accepted you for who you were, for what she knew at that point, and now she accepts you for
she
who you
were. Take
yeah, and who you growing to be.
The project.
Like, yeah, I mean, that goes full circle, bro. Like, we always think, like, and this is just something from even your parents
mm-hmm.
to your homies, to your girl, to, you know what I mean? Whatever you into, to the freaky ass. You know what I mean? People accept you in different versions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Which is kind of what I was trying to get at earlier, is like, right now, right? Like, you're my nigga, right? You accept me for who I am.
Thanks.
Right? When I get $1 million, you know what I mean? There's going to be some shit that changed about me.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you'll accept me for that because you know I won't be a fuck nigga.
Nah, yeah, fact. I really want to stress the fact that I've only met this nigga
three times.
Yeah. And this is my nigga.
This is my not first time meeting you.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like,
that's how I felt when I met him. That's why I was like.
Yeah.
It's very natural.
I felt like this was a good idea to have him on, but I just knew I mean, because that
he did call it. You've been saying it the whole time. He was like, we're changing this shit up.
Yeah.
Like, it was almost like a.
Because, bro, I just had time to finally think, and it was quiet. Ooh. It was quiet enough for me to think about what we needed to do in my head, because I'm working from 8 to 5 and I literally can't talk to nobody. I got to try to sneak a B on my phone, so I'm not keeping up with Twitter. So it's like, okay, let me just stack these boxes and just think about what we really need. And as far as the podcast go, I felt like, especially, I said I didn't want to talk about current events, but I got to in relation to us. I felt like we had to try to be what Joe Budden was if we were going to succeed. And then I realized, oh, them niggas not even friends for real.
No, no.
Then I was like, we can't. That's why that thing is so hard to achieve, yeah, because they're faking it.
Yeah, Chris called me and it said that exact line to me. He was like, it's kind of disheartening because they were the ones.
Yeah.
And I said, that's the opposite for me.
Yeah. And I was like, well, okay, so maybe we don't have to talk about, you know, it, like rap all the time or music or anime or movies to be interesting, to hold people's attention. We could really talk about some real nigga shit and get it off, because not enough men of any race had that space to do that.
Facts.
We black people only think about what black people go through, but just hearing Ridge's, what he had to do for this, his whole month, what Dalton has to go through just being a white man.
What? Hold on.
Hey, no. Don't but
he said, whoa.
but no, your story,
No, I got you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's inspiring.
You're going to open the Pandora's box. There is no white struggle. Don't do this.
Oh, no. Struggle is the, hey.
That is a Pandora's box.
Jay-Z said it best, nigga. The bars never struggle because the struggle don't stop.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So everybody got struggle, man. Like I can't look at somebody just because they're not black and not think they're not going. Now, true enough, I do believe black people go through way more, but we go through stuff because we're people. We're human.
You're inviting it. Don't do that.
You said what?
You're inviting it.
Inviting what?
Putting the flame.
Yeah.
Flame to the gasoline.
Oh, nigga. Look.
No, listen.
That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah. We're here. It's just your.
Yeah.
Look, to put out the flame, I'll help you out.
It's
I'm aware of my white privilege, okay? I'm aware it's real.
Don't say that every time. Like, yeah, I'm aware. Know that.
You know what's so crazy is that nowadays, like, that's like, to like, hey, look away.
Right.
Look away, guys.
But yeah, that shit with Joe, the whole thing this week with Joe, that thing really put things into perspective for me in this podcast, like, I wanted to, Dalton came to me when he was still living in Charlotte and was like, when I get back, bro, I want to start a podcast. And I just started hearing about podcasts. I know this shit been around for eons, that's wild. But it's been around for a while.
The first iPod.
I didn't know what this thing was. I never listened to one. The first podcast I think I ever listened to was Combat Jack, rest in peace to the GOAT, to the God. But I was like, yeah, nigga, whatever. I'm with it. Like, you my friend. We do all this other shit together. Why not? You know? And again, Joe Budden was very popular. And I was like, oh, people want this. So I got to do this. I was looking at the podcast game like I did when I first got into music. Like, oh, this is what y'all niggas want? I could do that. Let's do it. I'm finna do it. Y'all want Future Beats with the little Kill Bill sound? Not first, because that was not when I first got into music. But that's what everybody seemed like they wanted. So I got into that thing. And I got one off. I did get one off. I got beat to Wale off of trying to do what everybody wanted at the time. He didn't want to pay, but that's really just to show you how frugal these niggas are with their money. He didn't pay me at all, but he definitely wasn't finna pay 808 Mafia day price for an 808 Mafia beat, quote unquote.
Yeah.
So I know the game now. But yeah, just seeing them fall apart like that. I was just like, me and Khalil were like avid list. We used to call each other like, you heard the podcast? Almost like, did you watch new episodes of Invincible? Like, it was like that. Like we breaking down like what they're discussing and the jokes and all that shit. And I'm like, all right, this is what we got to do. And that shit happened. And then a switch just flipped. Like, nah, nigga, we doing it wrong. we were doing it wrong. Like, we got that far, as far as we got. We got sponsorships, live podcasts, doing our interviewed. You know how many, you know how many asses have seen this couch?
Yo.
Pause, I guess. I get, do you, but for real.
Not bare asses.
I was like, yo, well, on, what am I sitting on?
Oh, shit. It went there. It just like, got yo, there for me. It just got there for
the
me.
What am I sitting on?
Nah, you good.
It's
about, you
a married man's house, like,
nah, you good. Nah, nah, you good. You good.
That's but, wild.
But yeah, I'm like, bro, we didn't interview, you know, from top to the bottom. I was telling Dawn this the other day. We interview vegan chefs, that teachers, photographers, videographers,
you know,
rappers.
How many ass has been on his couch.
But I'm just, I said that to say we do better when we have conversations and not trying to keep up with current events because our lives are so, our lives is current events.
Right. Yeah.
We have a friend who just finished his embarkment on
embarkment.
You know what I'm saying? And he's new Muslim. Word. Your mom, I always get the two confused. Your mom's Russian or German? A German Bengali nigga sitting in this room right now.
That's crazy.
When have you, when are you, where are you going to get this?
He's Burman.
Berman.
Dalton has Berman-y. Been an advocate for the black struggle since I've known him. He's married to a black woman. He cooked at my parents' cookout.
Oh wait, you cooked at a cookout?
Yeah, he cooked at my mom, at my mom's birthday.
Yeah.
I
made burgers,
yeah.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
First fries.
Are you like that?
I season food. Yeah, yes.
You season the food?
I season the food. Yes.
Yeah.
This man season food?
Yeah. You think I'm finna let this nigga come? My parents are from Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah,
bro. We not finna let no white man walk in here not know the way the fuck he doing. My dad trusted him.
That's crazy. Wild.
Yeah, facts. But you know, and Ryan just being my personal opinion, I believe Ryan is the A&R, even though he don't want to. I don't know if you don't want to do it.
I want to rap, nigga.
He want to rap.
Shut the fuck up. I wanna rap, bro.
But Ryan is the A&R of the future to me personally.
I want
like,
to rap.
His musical taste. Jesse's from Laos. He's not even regular Chinese.
He's, oh my God. Shut the fuck up.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it's not Chinese. It's
so what is it?
It's Laos. Is it
oh, it's its own thing?
Yes.
It's not in China?
No.
Oh,
no,
my bad, Jesse.
In Laos.
Yeah,
so
whatever.
Ignorant. So ignorant.
He's not even Chinese.
He's not Chinese then, right?
He's not.
I'm right.
Because he's Laos.
He's Laos.
He's not even a regular guy in Chinese.
He not.
Because he's not Chinese.
Because he's not.
You know
what did I say? My delivery was wrong.
Nah, I know what you meant.
But,
I know what you meant. You meant if he was Chinese,
he wouldn't be regular.
He would
what
be
you meant
Laos
is
Chinese.
Yeah, he's not the. Oh, I got a friend from Vietnam. Nah,
no, he's not Asian affluent.
What you say,
Ryan?
What did he say?
He said Asian affluent.
Oh, I guess I'm not.
Hey, Ryan, mad ethnic,
mad yo, ethnic,
mad right ethnic. Now. But yeah, I like you know. Our
top
stories
two.
And how we came together and our lives, our daily lives are enough to get people interested and wanting to know more about us as a collective, if sure. you will. And
we're great.
Yeah, we're good people, man. And I feel like the podcast, like, you know, at least we drop once a week, but somebody's calling me, texting me. Shout out to Tuesday because he's our number one fan.
every week, but
somebody's always hitting me up about something we said on the podcast to go deeper into what we were talking about because we only usually scratch the surface. So I wanted to spend this episode to try something new to say, yo, let's try to dig a little deeper and see what type of emotions we can evoke.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying? See what we leaving on the table.
I was on a roller coaster today. Yeah.
He brought my overthinking ass on this one.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, I felt like Lucky would have been even, but usually I try to give Dawn the heads up. Like, yo, I'm gonna have XYZ come on. But I literally told him like Thursday. I was like, yo, Lucky coming. Cause his wife made him write the shit on the calendar. Like, so she know.
Oh damn.
It's on the fridge. Like, so she know we got guests coming and all that. Like, if it's just us, she don't give a fuck. But like people that don't usually be around. She tried to make sure she sprucens up the place.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And we appreciate her for that, for real.
For sure, shout out her.
Yeah, Shelby, Miss Shelby. Shelby Ross hyphenated Smith.
Shout out black women always keeping the house stuff. You know, shout out black women always making life better.
Black women make life better and easier. That's a fact. That's a fact. The black women that have got me this far, they are still here. Man. After all the fuck shit I did.
Man. Listen, I want to say in my personal music career, black women have always been the first ones to believe in me.
Tupac.
Yeah, I tweeted that like a month ago, but first person to ever buy a beat from me was a black woman.
Mm.
First person to hop on one of my beats, to believe in one of my beats was a black woman.
Mm. That's beautiful.
First person I ever had a feature with was a black woman.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like this,
yo.
This goes all the way down the list, bro. Like,
hey, I definitely.
Wow, I was about to say, my fault.
No, go ahead.
I was about to say something really stupid.
Oh. Go ahead.
Nah, he's like, yeah, you owe your life to a black woman. I was like, holy shit. Everything you owe in life, you owe to a black woman.
Black woman.
That's a fact. I told you about her. Jesus might be a black woman, bro.
Holy shit.
You know, if you believe in that type of thing.
I'm still there. still there.
If that's your shit.
Yeah, because, you know, to each his own, man.
It's up there, yeah. Stuck.
I'm trying to think if there was... Hold on. I think I have one more small thing. And then...
Did you just make a crucifixion joke?
Yo!
I just realized that.
That's why I laughed, bro.
It's wild. But,
you know. Was it intentional, was it?
This nigga is wild.
Yo, it was like a double entendre.
I was trying to try to go past it, so we, because now we're putting the spotlight on it. Now,
because I was just like, I gave it to Cardi B, but I really gave it up to
Lord. I'm like, that was so clever.
Yeah, bro, that's what I said.
Yo. Listen, hold on. That's literally what I said because I was just like, I'm going from something ignorant, but then making something like that was kind of clever, bro.
This got to be the clip. This got to be the clip.
Okay.
I was like, yo.
That's what you wanted to
gang,
be.
We won 26. I did it.
Yeah. We won 26.
Gang, I did it.
A little bit
it.
Before.
Highlight. Don't worry about it.
Made my first highlight.
No, that's crazy because I when he got it, and I was like, did you make crucifixion? I was like, oh, stuck. Another thing that's crazy about Christianity, though, and is that
a religious episode.
They like they started bearing the cross.
Yeah. After
like cross necklaces.
After Jesus stood on a very pretty mountain and told them not to idolize anything,
and then you go around and just did it.
Yep.
And then after that, they was like,
"Let's go to impoverished areas in Africa. Tell them we'll build a new hut, but you have to be Christian for us to do it."
Yes. Oh well, I wouldn't go that
and
deep.
Give you water.
I was just gonna say niggas went from
that's my thing.
Niggas went from wearing crosses to like. Jesus' face.
Jesus' face, yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
You know what the...
And it be white Jesus' face.
White Jesus.
You said
he's gold, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a little Jesus the Jesus.
That's dark.
That's very dark.
The Jesus.
I think it's supposed to be like a metaphor for Jesus bearing the cross, so we're carrying Jesus bearing the cross for us.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a symbol of his love.
Yeah. Yeah, all I need to do is keep waking up. I know. Well, even if I don't wake up, I'm sure
I just want everybody to know angels don't look like what they think they do.
Oh yeah, we just seen the.
They look like an Evangelion.
Yo,
they do. Yeah, they do. They look like the. I think it was. What was it?
Those angels on there? Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, it's a specific one. They look like I think it's Damien, the one that's like a cube.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They had
yeah.
some wild designs on there.
Yeah,
for sure.
Some really wild ones.
What is the last topic, Chris? You said you had one little small one.
That main character on that show, he was a bitch.
Hey, man. Shout out Shinji.
That's his favorite show.
That's my favorite show ever.
I hated
you
that nigga.
You weren't here when he said it.
It's my favorite show ever, man.
Sorry, bro.
Neon Genesis.
No, everything else is cool, but I was just like, man, he has so much potential. And I was just so hoping that they would give it to him. And he just kind of.
That's not how life goes, my man.
Bro, I think that's why it literally clicked in my head. I was like, yo.
That's not how life goes, my guy. Just like how they thought it was just machinery.
It literally just clicked in my head, bro. Like, that's it. That's why I don't like it, because I don't really like life like that, because I don't get the shit. Yep. Yo.
Keep congratulations.
Going. Keep going.
Congratulations.
What's the last topic?
Which is why I just keep saying congratulations over and over and over at the end.
Wait.
Oh!
Congratulations.
I really, congratulations. Wait, I missed it. What happened?
You don't, congratulations. You're not going to get it, Chris.
Why not? Because
you haven't seen the show.
Oh my God.
That's my shit, bro. Like,
that
anime is, it's so much deeper than people think. Like, when people say they don't like it, I never take it too much, too personally, because I'm not an anime fan like that.
Right, right, right. What?
So I don't never take it that far. So.
Oh, whenever you're ready.
Yo, that was great.
Because I didn't want to break up what they were saying.
I'm going to listen to this at work. I'm going to be like, bro, I got to...
listen to the podcast?
I got
to
relive this.
In my personal opinion, this is probably like one of the top five episodes that I'll... This will be like number five that I would actually go revisit and listen to.
I got to relive this.
Yeah, bro. Your crucifixion joke was crazy.
That was hard body, too,
that
though.
That was crazy.
I really don't know what I want to say, but I feel like something should be said before we go. Like, we need to end this on a crescendo.
Man, my music out everywhere right now. Can't I featuring Devi Stone's out right now everywhere. And exclusively, I'll tell y'all this. Where did everybody go? The EP out in the end of June.
Oh, shit. Drop the bomb.
Hold on. I got you.
That's that shit. You
can go ahead and do it like this. Yeah. Oh, your shit VII. I'll just put a regular.
Yeah, the numerals for seven.
Put a regular.
VII.
VII.
Yo, so I forgot. I was with you and Steph.
Uh-huh.
Remember, I was like, hey, I think his name is Lucky... Seven. I don't know what the note. Remember
that?
Oh
yeah, that's funny. Oh, we were all playing Pokemon Go. Yeah, that shit crazy. Yeah,
such a random thing.
Oh no,
Ryan's a Pokemon master.
Yo, turn me up, dog. We finna to close the podcast. You know what I'm saying? We finna play my main man. You know what I'm saying? Lucky Seven, his new single, Life Is Gold, produced by J808.
Crazy.
I gotta go see that shit.
Oh yeah, no, I got the app.
Yeah.
324 run that month, shit. Nigga.
Produced by J08. You feel me?
I said J08. Oh, I said 808.
J08.
I don't think you're making any sense at all.
Jerry Major?
Oh my God. That's all I mean.
Yes, sir.
They all just cool with Jerry, bro. It's nuts.
Yeah, because it's not that long. Life is gold.
Why your corniest corner, I cornered the flow. Then I added Dos Equis to your skull. Niggas never wanna take shots at the bar. I can't share no space for truly 101. They YouTube it to MP3 and they copy the whole link. That link ain't what you think.
Real though, right?
Don't you hate it when the bad bitch use her teeth, my nigga? Why the pussy niggas always wanna speak, my nigga? We're the real ones that we need a leak, my nigga. Show that. Yeah, hanging off the nets, trying to stretch my neck. If the door like Griffin, I'ma fly through the bitch. It's for all my niggas to put it on the set. I'm trying to live life with a pair of a bitch. Nigga, I heard it's dead ice out here. Fake ass jewelers, only ice I fear. I seen niggas do the most out here. Ended up just that out here. Pure luck, I survived bad years. Bad ideas and bad business deals. Sun gon' rise no matter who here. But your whole ass my witness, you can't knock the kid. Phone cover for like 35 minutes. But what I got in store, you can't stock it, got interest. One verse gon' soon cause Benzes. The other niggas with my photos on Pinterest. Scamming never show you what friends is. It'll only show you what hands is. Palm reader cause I seen them in tandem. Niggas watching when you Uno, I'm man down. My target audience is widening and so is the following. All the bitches love swallowing. Seen promoter trying to be artists. Vented about the Yannis, don't holla, bitch.
Two rack on my head cause I gotta hide the waves. Sit the parlay with my dog, we tryna see brighter days. You get that whip, you get that bitch, but we've been had the babe. We've been had the wave. It's a Dallas thing, yeah, yeah. Do rag on my head, cause I gotta hide the waves. Sit the parlay with my dog, we tryna see brighter days. You get that whip, you get that bitch, but we've been had the babe. We've been had the wave. It's a Dallas thing. Life is cool.
gold. Life is 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 gold.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.